On this week's episode, our sweet baby boy Juice Box took a day off and is feeling more healthy. I talk about those two times I got phone numbers working as a server. Oh, woo! And then we dive into talking about Split Fiction.
It's dangerous.
Okay, I'm a little jittery, but not for you.
Not for me.
Sick. What's up, Bailey Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some conversation about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about video games.
And this week, we are presented by our Patreon producers, Mysterio and the Bull 963. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Juice, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You seemed hesitant towards the end. I figured it was because we had a new addition here and you were unsure how it was going to go. How do you feel it went?
No, it was because it went so easy that I thought I fucked up.
Okay. I gave you too much credit on this one.
Yeah, you gave me too much credit. I was like, it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about videos. I was like, wow, that really flew off. I fucked that up, right?
And then I must have made a mistake somewhere along the way.
I must have made a mistake. No, but yep. I didn't. I know.
Probably.
But no, but I'm good. I'm having a really good week. I'm feeling better. I'm not a sniffly snotty mess right now, mm-hmm. so that's really mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. I did, after much pressure from you,
yep.
I took some time off on Tuesday to rest and reset my body, and I've already said it off screen, but I want to thank you again. I needed it, and thank you for pushing me to do that.
Yeah, no trouble. I mean, we've talked for weeks about how... I mean, we've talked for much longer than weeks about how... I think you and I both have a... must keep moving kind of mindset, and yeah. I'm slowly coming to terms with that's not working for me right now. And just seeing you, especially in the last few weeks, be like, oh yeah, I'm working 6 days a week and like feeling good, but man, I'm tired. And I'm like, you need some time off. So it was I had a chuckle, and when you were like, you were right, I need some time off, so I canceled the stream. I was like, that's not what I was talking about. I was like, you are working like 3 jobs daily. You need to call all of your bosses and be like, I'm taking a day off.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, you were like, I tried to take tomorrow off and like, I can't get my shifts covered. I was like, planning it like in advance here, but you still managed to get some time off. So
yes.
Either way, I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit more recovered yeah. and rejuvenated.
I luckily had a coach reach out and they said, hey, I can't take all your classes tomorrow, but I can take 2. And I went, good enough.
Nice.
So
nice. Yeah. Yeah. You're working hard. You know, you're juggling a lot of balls, and then also you juggle balls in your free time. So like it makes sense that you're tired. And, you know, I think self-care and what did you say? Radical punk rock, self-love, whatever, includes making sure that you get rest when you need it, you know?
Radical self-love is punk rock.
That's what I got there, sort of.
You were basically there.
I was dancing around it.
Yeah. But radical self-love is like you saying like, hey, you're awesome, or hey, you look great today, or hey, I'm actually really hot. Like radical self-love is you loving yourself without society telling you shouldn't. Active self-soothing is you doing things that actively soothe your body to help you relax.
I feel like you're putting up boundaries and boxes around things and just like, you know what? It's all gravy, baby. You know what I mean? Like maybe my radical self-love is being like, hey, you're cool and you deserve a rest. Fuck capitalism. Yeah. You know?
That's radical self-love. And
that's what I'm saying. But then you told me it was self-soothing and I'm like, whoa, does it matter?
No. That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
That's not what I said. I just described what each was. I never said what you were saying was not that. I was just describing what each was. I was giving a definition.
You're gaslighting me right now.
I am.
Busted. But yeah, so you're feeling rested and a little bit more recovered. You're feeling no longer sick. That's great news. What are you gonna do with your additional energy?
Well, tomorrow I'm actually gonna be sending out all of the stuff from our giveaway from our streamathon on Sunday. So I'm gonna I got everybody's addresses and I'm gonna send everything out on Sunday. So if you are one of our winners from our giveaway, watch your mailboxes for the next week to 2 weeks. I love you guys. I'm not sending priority. I can't afford that. So sending them out, you're gonna get them when you get them. So I'm sending those out. So I'm really excited to do that. I also have I have like a work party to go to, which is whatever. So, but I'm going to stream tomorrow, but I'm just going to push my stream to a little bit earlier in the day. So I've got like a pretty chill day tomorrow.
Is your work party mandatory?
it's mandatory, like quote unquote, where it's like, it's not mandatory, but like you're heavily asked to go.
So it's quote unquote optional.
Yes. It's
optional. Are they paying you for your time to be there?
No.
Then your company can burn in hell. And that's bullshit. That's my thought.
I agree.
Are they feeding you?
Yes.
Is it good food?
No.
Then get fucked, whichever one of the many companies Juice works at. Burn in hell.
Burn in hell. There is a Friday night party that isn't mandatory. It's like completely optional. And the food is fucking garbage. They're going to this like awful restaurant, but I actually really want to go to that one. You know, it's so funny.
Kelsey's fucked us both up when I visited you.
Thursday night is Kelsey's.
No, it is.
I'm dead.
So when you were like, no, it's not good. It's Kelsey's.
Yeah, it's Kelsey's. I'm not going to eat a thing. I'm going to go and be like, well, I'll have a water, maybe.
Anyone who doesn't know, Kelsey's is just like a very mid to low end family restaurant in America. I think mostly in Canada.
For anybody who's European, it's a Wetherspoons. And for anybody who's from America, it's a TJ Fridays or a Chili's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And Juice and I went there when we were hanging out before the Canadian Game Awards. And we were like, let's get chicken wings. So we went to Kelsey's. And then for like 3 days, we were both like in severe discomfort.
Yeah. I actually found out I was talking to a friend of mine who like knows a surprising amount about chicken wings. And remember how they were like so pink at the bone? And I was like, these are not cooked. And she was like, no, they were cooked, but when they're that pink at the bone, it means that they were been frozen for so long.
Mm, that makes sense to me.
Which makes me feel like people have not ordered those chicken wings in months, maybe.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Also, the server was kind of mean to us, so.
She was a little mean to us.
She tried to go like the approach of like, I'm mean, but we're pals. And I was like, but we're not pals. And you're just being mean.
Yeah, we're not pals. Like this is our first night meeting. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't like this.
Not my favorite, but.
Yeah, I don't like this.
We had a good time, you know?
Yeah, waitresses who like razz you, I'm always just like, we're not there. We're not there. Even if we were there, I don't know if we really would be there, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. If you're a waitress who razzes people, can you send us a comment on why you do that? And if people like it, because I don't like it.
I was a server for over a year, and that just was never my approach to people. Like, to strangers? I got numbers 2 times.
That's
the
it?
The entire time I worked there. Yes. Mm-hmm. 2 times, Juice. And like, I have a friend who's like, oh, my brother's a bartender. He gets numbers every night, multiple. And I'm like, what was I doing wrong?
Maybe the Instagram comments are right.
Mid. He's hot? ? Get fucked. Get fucked, Instagram comments. I got numbers 2 times when I was a server, and both of them made me real happy. The first one, shout out to this woman who I was working at the front door. I wasn't serving that shift. And she walked by, and granted, maybe part of, and I'm going to give myself a little credit, because part of this was, it was mostly during the pandemic. So the first like 3/4 of the time that I worked there, I had a mask on. So maybe that's why I wasn't getting
numbers. I don't know, man. Your eyes are a big draw. They're good eyes.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So this woman walked by and she was on her way out and I had a mask on and I was just working the front desk. So I was just the friendly person as people came in and she had a book and I was like, oh, what book are you reading? And she turned around and came and showed me the book and we talked about it briefly and then she just left. Super short exchange. Like 30 seconds later, she comes back around the corner, walks up, me and two of my colleagues at the front desk, slams a piece of paper down on the table and was like, hey, I'd really like it if you called me, and slid her number over to me. In front of my colleagues, I was like, that's bold as fuck.
Did you do it?
No, I think I was either in a relationship or just starting a relationship or just was dating someone at the time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The second one, caused some drama. I'll tell the story and we'll see how much of it I need to cut out.
Yeah.
So there's this woman who showed up early on like a Friday. She was waiting for like 5 of her friends. She was in my section, got her a drink. She's reading a book. She's like, I'm here before all my friends. I'm just going to read. They're late. Understandable. Cool. She's got a bookmark that has a cell from the animated Peter Pan. So we talk about Disney. I mentioned that I was a skater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We talk, her friends arrive, you know, on and off back. Really fun with that table, really good chemistry with that table. And they go to leave and I'm cleaning up the table and there's a note that said, "Hi, you should call me, phone number." And then in brackets, I was the brunette, whatever, whatever, describing themselves. And it was, when I say this was like the biggest confidence boost ever.
Yeah.
Like I danced around that. I danced around that restaurant and I went to my colleagues and was like, "Look, look, look, look." And then I was dating someone at the time. So like it was still nice, but I wasn't going to action on it. So I sent them a message and this was like a big back and forth dance.
Yeah. What did he say?
What did what?
What did he say?
Oh, because that's what you're trying to do. It was a man. Good one. How long were you waiting to try that joke in my story?
So long.
I'm so proud of you. So I was doing this dance of like, if it was me and I gave my number to somebody, I'd rather hear, "Hey," flattered, but no thanks, as opposed to just never hearing. But also, I was rarely single in my adult life, especially not in the real world, always on tour, right? I didn't understand how it worked and et cetera, et cetera. So I sent the message and was just like, "Hey, very flattered. It was great chatting with you, but I'm actually seeing someone." And they sent a message back, Juice, that shook me to my core, destroyed my whole world.
Boobs.
They sent me a message back that said, "Oh, I actually didn't leave you my number. My friend did. She's always trying to live vicariously through me because all of my friends are married."
No. I don't think that, no, that's not the case. No, because you shut her down. So this is her saying, "Oh no, that wasn't me."
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. No one knows for sure.
No one knows
and for sure. One of the friends at the table was a tattoo artist that did my last tattoo. I like followed up with her like a year and a half later and was like, "Hey, I'd like a tattoo, please." So
were you like, "Did she lie to me?"
No, no, I don't think so. I don't think I grilled her like that. But yeah, it went from like, "Oh my goodness, I got a number," to, "No, I didn't. And I'm a piece of shit."
Oh no. If it makes you feel any better, I've never gotten one.
A number?
Never.
You and I play by different rules though.
I get a lot of unsolicited naked pictures.
See, I get none of those.
Now's your time.
That's not
friends.
An invitation.
Now's your time. If you are a listener, those DMs are ready.
Mm-mm-mm. No, they're not. Please don't send them. Respect boundaries.
Respect boundary. You just started getting a bunch of hogs inside of your... Oh my God, I would laugh so hard.
Don't do it. Not a fan. Don't do it. But anyhow, those were the two times I got phone numbers. I think I cleaned up vomit more times than I got phone numbers when I was working in a restaurant.
No. Well, with that being said, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing well. You know, work is work and it's keeping me busy. I had a conversation with my boss today. I was like, "How do you maintain work-life balance?" Because it's just like the last few weeks have just taken a lot out of me. I ended up canceling a stream yesterday because work just felt like it ran me over. And like the way that I'm slowly describing it is shifting away from being stressed all the time to just being really fucking busy. Not necessarily stressed. Not concerned. I'm just so busy that I'm taxed and just exhausted by the end of the day. So yesterday was an example of that, where like started with meetings at 8 a.m., had meetings almost all day, still had to get work done on top of that, and just finished and was like, "I don't have the will to live. I'm just going to go lay down." And I messaged you and was like, should I skip stream? And you're like, "Yeah, just don't do it." I was like, "All right."
Yeah. Cause if I always think prioritizing yourself first.
Yeah.
You know, as fun it is to sit and play video games, it is still hard to be open to people and to have to talk to people and have to be quote unquote on.
Yeah.
So you're not actually just sitting. Like I would say you sitting and playing a video game is going to be more relaxing than you playing a video game for an audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I did, and just laid there and fought off capitalism thoughts of like, "Well, I'm being unproductive." Juice, I don't know how to rest and I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to recharge. And the way I kind of reflected on it last night was like from my 20s to my 30s, right? From literally the time I was 20 to the time I was 30, I was in Disney on Ice, failing and just working my ass off to get better. The grind set incarnate. Then the pandemic happened and I was forced to slow down and it brought me panic attacks. So I found ways to stay busy. A month into the pandemic, got a job. three months into the pandemic, moved across the country. At some point, I was in school, working and streaming, and I was busy all the fucking time. And I've come to the realization, especially in the last few months, that's not sustainable, and I need to fucking relax. And I'm just not equipped to. It's something I think I talk to my therapist about every session. She's like, how did you take time to relax? And I'm like, either no, or I tried and it didn't work. I don't know how. So, you know.
Well, I mean, you could do, what are things that relax you?
I did get a massage last week. Oh my God. I don't know if it was maybe the most relaxed I'd been in months. Because I dozed off, and like, normally when I'm getting a massage, I don't want to sleep because I feel like I'm wasting the time. Nope. I need to embrace and experience the whole thing. Nope. But I had treaded that line of just kind of asleep, where it was like incredibly restful and also still was able to just experience the whole thing. It was great. It was such a good massage.
My massages are so painful. Crushed it, Valeria. Massages are so painful that I cannot fall asleep because I'm just being absolutely beat up.
You and
Tristan.
Hayden.
Tristan.
Braden. Yeah. One of those.
I was looking at getting a head massage. Not that kind.
I didn't go there. I started chuckling because you and your greased up dome. I just feel like someone could really put in work on that. Bro. Like, I feel like for me or I'm not much better off, but for someone with a ton of hair, that's messy. That's inconvenient. But for you, I feel like I was working as a masseuse giving head massages and it's like person with hair, you, I'd be like, dream come true. Let's do fucking work right now.
I don't think you understand. When I get a head massage, it is my fit. Because they do the top of the neck, they do the neck, the top of the shoulder, the head and the face. I'm conked out. Because for some reason, like, it's just somebody just rubbing your head. I remember when I used to get my hair washed, when she would give me a head massage, I'd hand her a five and say, keep going.
I'm the same way in that when I get my hair cut, no matter what, I just doze. I just slowly zen out. Like, it's really comforting. And then I get an anxiety spiral because I'm like, well, I'm not talking to them, and they probably think it's weird now because I'm just like,
oh my God, you need Vyvanse. Like, Jesus Christ.
I need Vyvanse?
Vyvanse.
Who's that?
It's a medication.
It's fun.
Might ruin your boners, but at least you won't feel crazy.
Nothing could ruin my boners.
I know. That's why I haven't done antidepressants, because I don't want to. I pick boners and depression versus no boners and a healthy brain.
Yeah, you've told me this.
Listen, I only get so long with those.
Listen, I'm not criticizing you. You can go get your mentals fixed when you're in your 70s.
Yeah, my boners stop working, then I'll get my mentals fixed. You know?
Then you might need them.
Then I might need the boners?
No, then you'll need the antidepressants.
Oh my God, yes.
So,
Jesus.
It's good that you have a 50-year plan mapped out.
Listen, some of us need to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. 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 Death comes for all of us.
Wow, that's been happening to me a lot.
That you die?
I'll wake up thinking about death.
Woof.
I know.
Maybe you should consider those antidepressants, boo.
No, not wanting to die, just thinking about like death and what comes after death and like our purpose on earth.
What do you think?
Well, I try to push it out of my mind because it's 6 a.m. and I start having an existential crisis.
Well, it's fuck 6. That. It's almost 6 p.m. now for me. Tell me now.
This is now's the time. This is where you want to go.
Well, I've spiraled the last 3 weeks. I think it's time for you.
I don't want to spiral.
Well, don't spiral. Just tell me what you think. And if you have to put in thought to it and figure it out.
Sometimes I'm worried that you just like close your eyes and then that's it.
I think that's probably the better way, no?
No. Darkness, nothing. Everything just ends.
Forever. Oh, you mean not the process of dying. You mean post-death.
Post.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Shh, I don't like that.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't have had this conversation.
How dare you? Our lighthearted
what do you think happens? Podcast. You come back as Molly?
I'd like to. I want it so it's like you close your eyes and then you open them and then all of a sudden you're like a baby again.
Wow. And you just relive the same life?
Maybe another one.
A different one.
A different one.
Yeah.
Maybe I wake up, I'm you. I live your life. And then I have to, and my hell is having to deal with me in my 30s.
My hell is having to deal with me. That's fucking great.
All of
That's
a sudden, really 2020 hits, I make friends with a small drag queen, and I go, oh, fuck.
What have I done?
What have I done? This thing's going to hit on me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyways. Love you.
Love you. You know what else I love? Everyone who supports us over on the Patreon. Patreon.com/itdangerpod has a whole myriad of additional content options for you for a small monthly fee. You can get such benefits as full video episodes, getting access to all the episodes a day before the rest of the world, all the way up into cameo-style videos and shouts out on the podcast, such as Missed Here in the Bull 963 Got Today. If you want to envy, if you envy them and want to be more like them, please head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. You can even join for free samples of these content pieces. Go and learn more. And with that, Juice and I embarked on a 8-hour live stream last weekend in support of that Patreon. And we played Split Fiction. And we did it a subathon style, so depending on how much people showed up and supported, we would go longer on the stream, and we maxed out our timer at about a little over eight hours, and we played 8 hours of Split Fiction. We did some giveaways, which were super fun. Thank you to everybody who showed up, showed out, and showed some support. I appreciate you immensely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I figured we could talk a little bit about Split Fiction, Juice, our first impressions, and kind of what the subathon style was like and how we felt about it.
I mean, to talk about Split Fiction quick.
Well, it doesn't it have to be is, quick. Take all the time you want.
Well, no, I mean, just to start.
Ah.
Split Fiction, if you are somebody who loved It Takes Two and you have been foaming at the mouth for something in a similar vein that is like, that lives up to the expectations and like blows it out of the water, that is Split Fiction for me. I had a stupid amount of fun. It was a game that I want to play over and over again. I've seen clips. You and I missed so many side stories.
It's your fault. Probably.
It's my fault. It's my fault 100%. But for me personally, I want to play it so many more times with you. I want to do those side stories. Like I want to 100% the whole thing just to be able to see everything that they've created, because it's like, it has all that joy that, the first game had.
It takes two.
I almost said Love is Blind. It Takes Two had, but it made it, but it somehow was able to level it up.
Yeah. For anyone curious, Split Fiction is a 2025 action adventure game developed by Hazelight Studios and published by EA. As a cooperative multiplayer only game, it follows authors Mio Hudson and Zoe Foster after they become imprisoned in the world of their stories when they are connected to a machine designed to steal creative ideas. As with Hazelight's previous game, It Takes Two, Split Fiction was specifically designed for split screen co-op, which means it must be played with another player. The two authors become trapped in their own stories, must work together to overcome numerous challenges along the way, etc. One of the authors is a sci-fi character or sci-fi writer, and one is a fantasy writer, and they get kind of swapped back and forth between their stories. And as a result, you playing the game with your pal embody one of the two characters and navigate a ton of different levels. And I say levels because, like, it's not that you navigate puzzles or platforms, because it's different every fucking hour. It's almost a completely different game. So It Takes Two was very in the same vein, but it was a couple whose relationship is on the rocks. And this is just like two strangers becoming comrades trying to get through these stories, which was super fun.
And like, I was gonna say, like, I was fully prepared to talk about how the controls are slightly forgiving for if you're not very much a gamer, because like there's a lot of space for you to, if you jump to a platform, there's a lot of kind of space for it'll almost like automatically land. It's not like it's a sensitive control with a lot of games where it's like if you don't land right away, you'll fall off the side. I was going to say that.
Sure.
And then I saw TikTok videos. And some people have astounded me on how they are not sticking some of these landings.
Well, let me tell you this, Juice. You're good at games and other people aren't. It was one of my major takeaways from our 8-hour play session. The number of times I went, oh, fuck, you crushed that. And like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you wouldn't have crushed it. So like, Color me impressed.
Like we did pretty good. And I was like, I was really proud of myself because I was like able to really kind of like almost keep up.
Yeah.
With
Can you.
You
keep up?
But with that being said, if you are looking to play the game, the fantasy character is, I think, designed to be a slightly easier character because they get a little bit less challenges. They still do some of the challenging roles in the game. Like it is pretty evenly matched, but hers, I think, aren't as intense or long than Mia's character. Is it Mia? Mio. Than Mio's character. And she's constantly complaining when things are hard. So it's almost like it's designed for like the quote unquote less gamer friend.
Yeah, we can talk about some of the writing, but it was kind of funny that the characters kind of aligned with us, people were saying. But at the same time, I feel like you and I switch positions often in terms of like, no, not like that. In terms of like the cheerful one and the grumpy, moody one. And I think we, depending on the day and the time, we can swap.
Versatile, you could say?
Yeah, some would say. We're very
versatile.
We're well-versed on the issues.
Nice.
But the writing we'll talk about shortly. The other thing I want to call out is if this is a style of game that you are curious about, what Haze Light Studios has done for all three of its games that I can think of, I don't know if they made more than that. They did A Way Out, It Takes Two, and now Split Fiction. You only need to purchase one copy of the game to play with two people remotely. There's what's called a Friends Pass, and you just connect using your Friend Pass to someone who's paid, and you can go in and play the game. Two for the price of one. They sold 1 million copies in 48 hours, Juice.
Incredible.
Super cool.
Incredible.
And yeah, it's cool to see that business model that is pro-consumer, because could they sell twice as many copies? Probably. Would it reduce the amount of approachability for a lot of people? Definitely. Yeah. So it's cool to say like, hey, yes, we're a business trying to make money, but we want as many people to be able to play this game as possible. So let's assist.
But I think this is even like a way of like, I've seen a lot of people say like, this is what people want for games. This is how people want to play games. They don't want to play games alone a lot of the times. They want to play games with a friend. And a lot of these games like Overwatch, Marvel Rivals, Call of Duty.
Great.
Like they're how you can play games with friends. But these narrative games, there's not a lot. A lot of them. So when you get to play something like a life, or oh my god, I'm sorry, a Split Fiction, or oh my god,
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. No, fuck. Oh my god.
It
Takes Two.
Gotcha.
Oh my god, I don't know why I keep forgetting. But when you get to play a game like that, it's like that moment that you can have with like a partner or a friend or something. So I wish more gaming studios were doing stuff like this.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. To be able to play a game like this and you're supporting each other, it switches up. It's way more fun.
And you and I have gone to great lengths to try to find games to play together.
Yes.
And the well is not wet.
No.
The well is dry.
The well is dry. It's not deep. It's dry. Not deep.
So like we went through, we did It Takes Two. We found games like Kiwi. We found games like Bread and Fred, which wasn't fun, like
Fogs.
There were so many more rage baity approaches to co-op gameplay than there is just fun and engaging co-op.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I've heard it in some of the reviews. This game has got like nines, tens, overwhelmingly positive reviews, five stars, like really, really, really well reviewed game. And so much of what they're saying is revolutionary co-op. But realistically, like if you look at it, it's not doing anything super revolutionary. It's just nobody's doing this anymore. Like,
but I think that's what makes it revolutionary. No one's doing it.
Kind of, because if you look back 15 years, every game had a co-op mode. Every game had a hop on with your friend and play this together. And then we just don't do that anymore. Either it's massive multiplayer and it's super competitive a lot of the time, where it's like a bunch of people in a room. Or it's a single player experience, and it's fucking my theory, capitalism, is that if you're going to make a multiplayer game and go through the dance to make it happen, you're going to try and sell as many copies, and creating games that can accommodate 12, 16, 20 people at a time inherently encourage more people to participate. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, hey, we're going to go through all of the work to make this approachable by multiplayer for two people, I think a lot of studios just see that and they're like, well, it's not even worth my time. But that being said, like, it was super fun and super enjoyable. And I would love to see more people do it. I don't understand why more people aren't. And again, it was just, it's just fun, pure fun. It's the same, almost the same conversation around Astrobot, where it's like the gameplay, fun as hell. That's it.
That's it. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the game is beefy. Eight hours you and I played. 8 hours.
We'll probably get another eight, I think.
I was going to say, we'll probably get another. We hit the halfway point at the 8 hour mark. And like, and we missed, I'm seeing we missed tons, almost every level. Like, so you go back and forth between either the fantasy level or the science fiction level. If you're on the science fiction level, all the side stories are fantasy.
Yeah.
And then if you're on the fantasy, all the side levels are science fiction. But with that being said, each of those has, I would say, about 3 to 4 side stories. And we thought we did 4, but some of them we really didn't.
Yeah.
So it's like there's so much for you to play.
I had some awareness because we would go through and they'd be and it was probably not till like 3 or 4 hours in that someone's like, oh, here's a side story. And I was like, OK, have we been doing that this whole time? And I don't think we were. I think we missed like a bunch at the beginning and then only started to really pay attention to them as we went. But I think the gameplay and the back and forth and all of that, fantastic. The writing as like the vessel carrying you forward is stupid and bad.
It's rough. It's not
that
great.
Being said, if you look back at It Takes Two, which is again a story about a couple on the verge of separation and divorce, there is a character in that that is meant to be, it's I think called the Love Book, and it's meant to be like a Kama Sutra, but it also has like a culturally ambiguous accent that is definitely insulting to someone somewhere.
Somebody.
And is the most annoying character in any video game I've ever played in my life.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect big swings. I didn't expect it to turn around 100%. But the story is very trivial. And I think, again, it says a lot about the game that the story, the backbone of it, is garbage. And we still had such a good time.
I am going to come to bat for the story. The story isn't as bad as Jackson said.
Bad.
Jackson just has very high standards for storying. It's simple. It's nice. It's just about finding yourself and being open to friends. It's very simple.
It's dumb.
But Jackson is...
I don't have a high standard. That's the thing is,
Jackson,
I don't need good games. I don't need good stories in games. You, on the other hand, are someone who's like, oh, my favorite thing about games is stories. I like games with good stories. And this one has a bad one. And for some reason, now all of a sudden, you're like, Jackson has a high standard. I don't.
No, but you're not bothered by it. But I don't have a high standard for stories in games. I like a simple story for a game because it's easy to follow. Sometimes a story that's too deep and like almost like trying to make an Oscar worthy film in a game is just like, this is a game.
So it doesn't, to me, it doesn't need to be like a deep story. What I take issue with is that the characters are not human. Like, they do not behave like people. They spend every moment of the game bickering with each other in situations where there's not really any conflict other than they want them to have conflict. And then the other side of it being they're not understanding repetitive cycles after 4 hours. It's like, Juice, you're a fantasy writer and I'm a sci-fi writer, and we get pulled into a fantasy story and we've done this back and forth 7 times, but we get pulled into a fantasy story and I go, yo, Juice, is this one of your stories? I can't believe you're a fantasy writer after 4 hours of doing the same thing.
It's a game.
No, listen, you can't give them that escape because there are fantastically written games, and we have come a long way as games as a medium. We use video games as an interactive medium to tell fantastic stories.
Fine.
And that doesn't necessarily mean deep. That doesn't necessarily mean mind-breaking. That doesn't mean with twists and turns, just like heartfelt and cohesive stories. And this is almost neither of those things.
But if this is your only complaint, then that's like a pretty...
I agree. And like, listen, all of that criticism, don't care. Game still an 8.5, maybe a 9.
9.5.
Doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm not there for the story. The story is not the main draw. The story is not important. You will still have fun with a friend playing this game.
Yeah. And it has that same draw that It Takes Two had, is that you are doing a different type of game every time. We're like, we were doing like... platformers. We did like a Metroid kind of, is that what it was? Like Metroid?
Yep. Yeah, like a 2D side scrolling Metroidvania stylish.
Yeah, so we did, yeah, we did stuff like that. We've done like car racing. Your pigs at one point, which is great. The pigs is the weirdest one.
I think it was the second level, and I was like, this
I think we missed a lot on the pigs too. A lot of people had a lot of fun with the pig.
I was
and
like,
sausages.
Just get me out of here.
Oh, I loved it. There was people who would launch into the water.
Fun.
I know. I want to play it again with you and try to.
Well, I don't know how it's structured. What I just saw was 8 hours for main game and or 12 hours for main game, 16 for everything all in. So like, I don't know how it's structured. If we go through and finish the main game, if we then get like a chapter select and we can just go and pick off the side stories, but
that's you can. That's you what can. I'm hoping. That's what I would like to do is like to go back and 100% it. Like go back, go to the side stories, be able to get all those side stories and finish everything off because that's what I would like to do. And no other person I would want to play that with but you.
Thanks, Boo.
I will never cheat on you when it comes to a co-op game.
Ever. I mean, I might play games with other people, but like,
but never. A first place.
But not like a two-person co-op adventure game. No.
Second playthrough, that's fine.
Sure.
First playthrough, I will fly to Vancouver and mud wrestle you in an aggressive, not sexy way.
Do it.
Do it.
I will. Also, can we bury this issue? People are like, my money's on Juice. Juice, I have 40 pounds on you and 7 inches of height. How tall are you?
5'4".
9 inches of height. Like, I know you're strong and you're wiry, but I would destroy you.
Jackson, I'm a lot stronger than you. I don't understand.
I'm not questioning your strength. I have size and weight on you, and I played combat competitive sports. Competitive sports.
But did you wrestle?
I did a little, but like, I'm used to being in contact in a non-sexual way with people.
I think I would win.
I don't think you have any skill set required to win a wrestling match.
I think I would win.
I will destroy you next time I see you. I'll pick you up from the airport and I'm just going to run up and jump you and just beat the shit out of you. In the
airport. That's not a fair fight.
Well, you said be ready for it. This was your warning.
Imagine you run up and you forget about this conversation and you're going to come up and give me a hug and I throat punch you.
Maybe. I welcome it. Use this conversation and be like, here's the clip, bitch.
Boosh.
Yeah.
I like how this is what bothers you. Not the people calling you mid. It's that you would lose in a mud wrestle.
I would never. I would never.
But there is a chance you might.
No. 0% chance.
Well, we're not in first of all, we're not in the same category. Because
that's what I mean. That's working against you by a lot.
So it would be unfair for you already.
I know you think you're like real huge and like you're strong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not calling you not strong, but there is something to be said about reach and size and weight over just muscle and experience in any form of combat.
How much do you weigh?
190 right now. Mm. How much do you weigh?
145.
Yeah. So I'm not saying like you're weak. This isn't an attack on your size or strength. This is me saying you would be essentially fighting 7 weight classes above your own.
I got it.
Which is just not fair. Go ahead.
Charity mud wrestle.
Fine. Organize it. I'm not doing any organization. I'll just show up on the day and drop kick you in the chest.
I just go flying into a pit of mud. You're like, done.
Game over. That was fun. I barely got muddy. Bye. Walk in, right? Music. Theme music. Robe, obviously. Looking good. Oiled up underneath, naturally. Drop the robe. Ding, ding, ding. Run, run, run. Flying drop kick to your chest. You're out. Go put the robe back on and leave. Game over.
Charity, done.
Enjoy your charity wrestling match, bitches. Thanks for supporting the kids. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll think about it.
Anyhow, more split fiction.
I was going to say, you feel vindicated? You feel better? Just really needed to drive that home.
I just needed to get that point out there.
That you
it's
can
the same
win.
With dodgeball. We don't have to rehash dodgeball. But
no,
no,
I would
fucking
win dodgeball.
Way you're going to win dodgeball.
Why wouldn't I win dodgeball? I'm smaller.
Because you don't throw things. You never play sports where you throw things.
I can throw a dodgeball. It's not heavy.
Do you play baseball? It's not about strength. I'm not questioning your strength. I'm questioning your experience and your athleticism and the experience and where they overlap.
I used to play dodgeball.
did you play baseball or any other sport that required you to throw stuff?
That is different.
No, it's not. It's very applicable. It's more applicable than you being like, I played dodgeball in fourth grade gym class, so
I
can throw a ball. You would not. You would not. You go to the gym. You have strength. Dodgeball is not about strength.
I'm fast.
I'm faster than you. I will outrun you, Jackson, right now.
Jackson,
I will.
We have
in a sprint.
Jackson,
it's not an endurance.
Jackson,
in endurance, I'm losing.
Jackson,
I'll get you in a sprint.
Jackson, I could get you in a sprint, and I could get you in endurance, and I have already.
You got me in endurance, but we never sprint.
No, Jackson. Every single sprint that we did in that workout, I got you in.
I will say
every
we didn't do
single
any sprints.
One.
What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes, we did. We did sprints on the treadmills and we did sprints on the rowers. I beat you on all of
We're
them.
We're not talking about sprints on rows. We're talking about foot race, 200
Jackson,
meter dash.
Jackson, you don't want to play that game with me. I would leave you in the dust.
Disagree.
You
Hard
would
disagree.
Push. You would push me because you would be scared
Hard
of
disagree.
Losing.
I could out sprint you. I cannot take you in endurance. And if we're being honest, of all of the things I said that I could smoke you in, this is the one I'm least confident in. But I don't think that you're going to leave me in the dust. I played sports that required me to sprint places.
When was the last time you sprinted?
I actually was thinking about this recently. I don't run anywhere ever at all
ever.
Anymore. Yeah.
Ever.
I can still tap in. Dig deep, competitive, get adrenaline, go vroom, vroom.
I don't know, bro.
I go vroom.
Okay.
So split fiction.
So no. You opened this can.
I just said we don't have to rehash it.
No, before we move on. You might win the mud wrestle. Yeah. I'm winning the dodgeball game.
Absolutely not.
Okay. So split fiction.
So split fiction. it was refreshing to have a co-op experience that's not focused on rage bait style games anymore. Because I just feel like that's what has become so prevalent in the games industry. If they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to do a co-op thing. You're going to want to kill your friends by the end. And like, I get it. There's an appeal to that. I think it's fun at times, but it's just not what I'm looking for. I want a co-op experience where I can sit down with a friend and genuinely cooperate and find ways through puzzles and problem solving and have a good time.
It still has that like little, like you quote unquote get frustrated with your friend because it's just like, if they keep dropping you or if they keep crashing the car that you're in, or if they can't make it through that one tiny little sliver that they give you when the garage door closes and you keep exploding, is it really your fault? So that's when you can start getting frustrated with your friend. But then
or they might
it.
Give you a flying level and invert your y-axis and not tell you. And then your friend might put his controller down because you're so busy dying repeatedly that he could have gone in for a smoke break.
Is this where you tell me you start smoking?
No, it's just an example.
When I say, if you are playing split fiction, immediately change it from inverted. Inverted is stupid.
We could have a whole
Did you change it from inverted?
No, I just adapted because I'm a capital G gamer, whatever. Esports. I think inverted Y-axis controls, inhuman.
Stupid.
What year is it?
Why are we doing that?
I know there's people that use it. I know that there's people that will embrace it, but like, come on. Give your head
when
a shake.
When am I ever going to pilot a fucking plane?
Give your head a shake, you know?
Let me just do it normal, especially with swimming. Oh my fucking God. If they do inverted when you're on a swimming level, are you fucking cuckoo bananas?
Did they do that in Split Fiction?
No, they've done it in other games I've been in.
You've been playing other games without me?
Yeah, fucking Kingdom Hearts.
They inverted the Y control, the Y axis.
I think it's inverted.
In swimming in Kingdom Hearts?
I think it is, yeah.
It's a bad game and it's never been a good game.
Wow.
I should go back and post that clip. The one that's definitely going to get us buried on the internet.
You should post that one. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. That should be next week's clip.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, that being said,
this will be our last episode then.
Is that anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm excited to get back into it a little bit more. Again, I had a really fun time with the backbone of the subathon, and I'm really glad that people showed up and were eager to support and hang out and have a good time. So thank you to all the new patrons who are hopefully watching this as a video for the first time. Very, very excited to have you here. I think we're going to, again, we do a monthly like exclusive video. We've done creating a D&D character. We've done live reacting to Pokemon Day, et cetera. So we'll find something fun for the month of March and get that up there for you all soon. So you have that to look forward to.
Yeah. One will eventually be a dodgeball game between Jackson and I and a potential wrestle.
Fine. We should do the Danger Pod Olympics and put seven whatever, put seven events on a board.
A sprint, a wrestle, a
dodgeball.
A dodgeball game, a 1v1
tortilla
game.
Slaps, put that back on there. Also, Juice, I don't think I've ever talked to you about this, but I've had this conversation with multiple other people. You tell me if I've told you this before. Okay. If you go back and watch that video where you and I rock, paper, scissors and slap each other with tortillas, if you go back and watch every single rock, paper, scissors match, I throw a rock 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And I still, I had won more than 50%, which is crazy.
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody else about that. So when you and I were sitting together one day, I said, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And then you did rock, paper, scissors, and you did rock, and I did paper, and I won. So I was like, oh, he really does rock every time.
Maybe not anymore.
I don't know, man. Rock, paper, scissors, now!
No, because not everyone's on the video, so you don't want to exclude people.
Paper, I win.
Get wrecked.
I threw Get scissors. Fucked.
I threw scissors.
Didn't. It was rock.
And with that being said, thank you everybody for joining us for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Juice is going to tell you where you can find us on our socials.
Don't forget, if you can't support us on our Patreon, which is totally fine, please support us on our socials. You can go to It Danger Pod on Instagram, where we post clips a few times a week, maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Who knows? But they're fun and they're exciting. So give them a like and share them with your friends, because Jackson puts a lot of work into them with those bleeding little fingers. If you are listening to this anywhere where you listen to podcasts, please do not forget to throw us a like or throw us a comment, because it helps us just a tiny little bit crawl up into that algorithm and find new people who want to hear our delicious, delicate voices, but also potentially see our big, rugged, handsome, manly faces. Thank you guys so much for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone, and we are going to see you next week, where we're going to talk about Jackson's inverted nipples and why he won't get them fixed.
Firstly, I don't, but if I did, bitch, I am who I am.
Bye, guys.